I don't really understand what's going on in this photo. There's a unicycle and it's tied up between two posts. There's some circles like frisbees or something tied up along with it, and a dude walking past on his phone. The thing on the right with the unicycle is some sort of artwork that's been on campus all semester. It's gone now, but on the fall of the fall of 2015, here it was, this weird sculpture, and it there wasn't really an explanation, just a unicycle, a perfectly good unicycle, rendered immobile by these metal or these steel cables. I don't know what it is. But I do know that I ride the unicycle, and every time I walk past this, I think, oh, man, that's a pretty awesome unicycle. So hopefully whoever built it by now, since it's been taken down, is using that unicycle for a good purpose, maybe transportation or entertaining someone, or somehow it's being used well. But I always thought that it would make a cool picture, not the sculpture itself, but I always kind of wanted to take a silhouette of it. But it's really hard to do that because there's a lot of activity going on around campus, and it's hard to get a clear shot. I had to stand pretty far back, and there's often people crossing in front of it like you see here, and things going on in the background. But I took this near the end of the semester, and there wasn't a lot of activity on this particular day. So I thought, hey, I might go out. Well, actually, I was already out. I just had my camera with me, and I thought, well, I'm going to walk past this thing and maybe get the picture I've always wanted. And sure enough, it actually worked out pretty well. But then along comes this guy, and part of me was like, oh, man, here we go again. More people coming to clutter up the frame. But I thought, you know, let's try and use this for something good. And I waited until he was kind of walking past, and I took a couple shots because I kind of liked how it added a little bit of motion and energy to the picture. And I think I only took two pictures, and this is the one that I prefer. And you can see his legs, like he's clearly moving, and he's got his hand up. And I kind of like that. It doesn't look very static. It adds a little bit of sense of motion. I also kind of like how he's framed with the tree. He's like right in front of this tree, and you can clearly see his outline. And another picture, which I'm not going to post, but you can kind of imagine it, he's a little farther back, and his silhouette isn't as clear, and it just wasn't as interesting. To me, I think the lesson that I took away from this is not just how can I interpret a scene where not just take a picture of this piece of artwork, but how can I sort of make it my own and add my own spin to it? And for me, the answer was take a silhouette instead of just taking a picture of the thing itself. But how can I enhance the picture with something unexpected? In this case, how can I add a sense of motion or movement or kinetic energy to the scene? And I didn't add that. I waited until the guy was there. I didn't like ask him to walk past or anything. But it was unintentional and yet quite useful. And it made me think of how I might be able to do this in the future. And if you have not thought about taking silhouette photos or doing anything like this, you might give it a try. It's kind of fun. You just expose for the background, and then your foreground is going to be really dark, but that's okay if that's intentional and that's how you want it. If you have a camera with a good enough sensor, you can even do this and then kind of do an HDR thing where you recover some of the shadow details. But the old D200 just wasn't up to snuff in that area, and I didn't really want that anyway. So here you go, this picture where of a piece of artwork that I'm not really sure what was for, and the picture itself, I don't really know what's happening, but hopefully it's interesting to you.